Also tonight, we're giving away over 200 quid's worth of videos in Film LBC, looking at Big Daddy, Final Cut, and You're Dead, and then we're giving away 200 quid's worth of videos. I'll tell you, it's like crackerjack tonight. I feel like Stu Francis, which is not a good thing to feel. Also, Who Drinks Where, Motormouth with Richard Hammond as well, looking at Speed Kills, the campaign, Why Help the Aged, Want Speed Limits Cut Around the Country. McLaren Day is tomorrow, the first two-seater Formula One car is unveiled tomorrow. And Manners on the Motorway, Why Drivers' Behaviour is Getting Worse.
It isn't just the elderly who want speed cut in the country, you know.
No?
No.
Who else, then?
I live in the country, and I cannot be said to be elderly, and I'm all in favour of having a decisive cut in speed.
I'm not tempted to argue.
A lot of people in the country are not elderly at all.
No. Right. Good. Well, you've only got a mini metro, so you can't speed anyway, can you?
I do not. I'm not able to brand what I do drive. The two cars I have, I can't brand.
It's an F-Reg mini metro, and it's green, as well you know. Stop making it up, and it's a Vandenpla.
Anyway, this C-3PO dinner, is this for one person?
No, lunch. Lunch.
Lunch.
It's different. It means you only get the three courses instead of the four, I think.
Well, it might be a seat.
No, it's for two people. So you can take your partner with you, or your mum, or the lollipop lady.
See.
Somebody who's not elderly, who's not worried about
this. Can this be a time chosen by the listener?
No, it's this Sunday it's got to happen, because that's when he's there. There's a whole host of characters from sci-fi stuff, Doctor Who, Star Wars, all the people you'll have seen on screen are going to be there. But you can sit down with the guy, have lunch, and ask him whatever you've always wanted to ask him.
Yeah.
Like, what's it like to be in that costume all day? Because I bet he's never answered that.
No,
it'll be novel, that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, I can't wait.
Splendid. And thank you for the build-up. I appreciate that.
Not at all. So we can have another one tomorrow night. I'll work on it. I'll go home now and I'll work on your build-up tomorrow night, because that's the kind of bloke I am.
I could script it for you if you want.
No, thank you. I work by the seat of my pants.
Do you, by devil? Right.
I went to the Barbican last night. No, I was telling you before I go. I went to the Barbican last night
for
another concert.
Another one.
After the rip-roaring night the night before at the incredibly awful Festival Hall, and I couldn't get a hole in the wall machine. Did you know that the Barbican do not provide a hole-in-the-wall card for anyone?
You have
to walk to a shopping centre nearby.
That's a crime.
So I made my protest known to the LSO in particular.
So you won't be going back there, is what you're trying to tell me.
I said, Ollie, before they go into Dvorak's new world, I said, where is the hole-in-the-wall machine? Caused absolute havoc. Had a rather strange meal at the end of it and went home.
Nice.
So tonight I'm staying in.
I thought you might be.
Staying indoors tonight.
Take the mini-metro.
And listening to Andy Hodgson, of course. It's 7:02.